George Vickers opened the delivery within moments of its arrival from London in 1665. The package contained a bale of cloth for the local tailor, Alexander Hadfield. For the Derbyshire village of Eyam, this event was nothing out of the ordinary. Vickers opened the parcel and went to work, hanging the damp cloth over the fire. Little did he realise at that moment that there was something extra hidden and incubating within that particular cloth. The heat of the fire had awoken plague-carrying fleas that lay dormant. Now they were beginning to warm from their slumber, with a new area to infect. Days later, Vickers became the first victim of the plague. His two stepsons, Edward and Jonathan Cooper, soon followed as the endemic began to take hold of the village. Soon, the whole of Eyam would make a dramatic decision that would cost the lives of many within the village. The devastating effects of the plague would soon be felt across the village. In this small area of Derbyshire, grief would turn into panic. Between September to December, 42 villagers had died. Many families were on the verge of fleeing the village in order to rebuild their lives in nearby towns. If they did, there was a great likelihood that they would unwittingly spread the disease to other areas. William Mompesson had only been in the village for a couple of years. As the new village rector, he was far from popular amongst his parishioners. There was tension in the air from the moment he had arrived. The previous rector, Thomas Stanley, was ousted after he refused to acknowledge the 1662 Act of Uniformity, which had made it compulsory to use the Book of Common Prayer, introduced by Charles II, in religious services. With Stanley living in exile just outside the village, Mompesson knew that if he can get the former rector to support his plan, then the rest of the village would follow. The plan was simple. In order to prevent the plague from spreading to the nearby towns and villages, and those who resided within them, the whole village should be quarantined. Persuading the villagers would be difficult. On the 24th of June 1666, he told the parishioners that no one should be allowed to leave or enter Eyam. The Earl of Derbyshire had offered to send food and supplies if the villagers agreed to stay. Mompesson told his congregation that he would also stay and do everything in his power to alleviate their suffering. William Mompesson's wife, Catherine, recorded in her diary, "It might be difficult to predict the outcome because of the resentment as to William's role in the parish. But considering that the Reverend Stanley has now stood by his side, perhaps he would gain the support necessary to carry the day." The villagers reluctantly agreed to remain. They knew that for many in the village, this was effectively a death sentence. The fleas carrying the plague that lay dormant soon began to awake in the summer of 1666. That particular summer, it was remarkably hotter in Eyam than what it was the previous year. It was the perfect conditions for the fleas to continue spreading their pestilence. By August, the death toll in Eyam was rising, reaching a peak of up to 6 deaths per day. 7 of those deaths all came from the same family. In the space of 8 days in August, Elizabeth Hancock had buried her 7 children and her husband close to her family farm. The burying of the dead was an all too common experience for the villagers. Marshal Howe would not only bury his own family, but also many other villagers. Howe was infected during the early outbreak of 1665, yet he had survived. Believing himself to be immune, he took on the post of burying the dead. Catherine Mompasson was busy tending to the sick to make their forthcoming deaths more tolerable. It was inevitable that she would eventually succumb to the disease herself. On the 23rd of August, Catherine died at the age of 27. In total, 260 villagers from 76 families would die in Eyam. However, the actions of Mompesson and the inhabitants of Eyam no doubt saved thousands of lives in the surrounding areas by their actions. William Mompesson would survive the plague and would eventually move to a new parish in Erkring, Nottinghamshire. He would remarry in 1670 to Elizabeth Newbury. The fort of Eyam always remained with him until his passing in 1709. Today, this is known as the Plague Village, and it's become a place of historical importance, with plaques around the houses recalling the lives of the victims. The Church of St. Lawrence still stands. The stained glass windows now tell the story of the villagers' courage during that time. It is a legacy that continues to live on.